Hello, hello. How are you, everybody? Hello. How are you? Come on in. Come on in. How is everybody doing? How are you? Blessings, grace, and peace. Grace and peace, everyone. LaShonda Gary here. LaShonda Gary here. If you'll do me a favor, why I go ahead and share this video with my friends, followers, and let them know that I am live. Today, I'm going to talk about really, who lied to you? If this is your first time watching my video, tuning in live. Again, my name is LaShonda Gary. I teach men and women entrepreneurs how to build multiple streams of income. Say hello when you chime in so I know that you're watching. Really, I teach men and women entrepreneurs how to build multiple streams of income. Hey guys, how's it going? And really how to leverage their ideas. I'm so excited and fired up. I know that something powerful is going to be said today. Was really led. Didn't know if I was going to share this tonight, tomorrow, or when. Hey everybody, how's it going? Say hello, hello. Hey Miss Bacon, how are you? How are you, Beverly? Hey, how's it going? I want to talk about how to shatter what the lies. We all have to face different attacks and assignments and seasons, but I really want to. Hey, how are you, Colette? Hey Kristen, how's it going? Hey Beverly, how are you? Say hello, guys. Let me know you're watching. It's a lot of people coming in all at once, so I want to make sure I catch everybody. Hello, how are you? Grace and peace, grace and peace. Do me a favor. I'm gonna share this real quick. If you'll go ahead, hey Upsons, how's it going? And share this with your friends, your followers, and your haters, and let them know. I'm gonna go over some quick information. Kind of tell you, we have so many things going in. Hey Angela, how's it going? How are you, woman of God? We have so many. Hey Kevin, how's it going? We have so many things going on, exciting things. This Saturday, I will be speaking at My Message Matters. So if you have not purchased your ticket, she still has a few tickets left. You definitely want to go ahead and purchase your ticket. You can go to Eventbrite and you can register, or you can follow on the My Message Matters. Hey Prophet Carrie Vickers, how are you? Blessings, grace, and peace. But I want to talk about the lies. So many of us are facing different things, and I believe that this is a season where there's an onslaught of lies being told about you. Not even just about you. What do you tell yourself? What about the purpose that's hanging over your head? There are different things that happen. Let me go ahead and share this real quick. Say hello. Let me know what city, state, or country you're chiming in. Hey Kimberly, how are you? Blessings, grace, and peace, woman of God. Hello, hello. Go ahead and share this. Let's see. Now, y'all know I have a lot of business pages, so I like to try to share this with everybody and let them know that we are live. This is going to be a really powerful class. Can y'all hear me? Thumbs up and hearts if you can hear me okay. Can you hear me? Thumbs up. It looks like we have Kingdom Talk that's on as well. Okay, good. Very good. Okay, thank you. All right, let's get started. Praise Jesus. Y'all know Facebook, they always changing something, right? Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. All right, so when we think about our purpose and we think about the call of God and we think about the assignment and we think about the purpose, hey Josephine, hey Elder, how are you? Hey Carlson, how are you? And you think about, the lies that are told and the lies that are said about you, your family, your friends, maybe even at work. Maybe there are certain things that you go through that nobody even knows what you're going through. I believe that the enemy has really released a serpent, and he's really, hey Bishop Stevens, how are you? I'm coming to Ohio. I'm coming up there. I think that's Bishop Stevens. I know a lot of bishops and apostles, but if that's from Ohio, I'll be up there coming up speaking and ministering. But you think about the purpose, you think about the divine precepts, and you think about what God wants to do in your life, and you think about how many of you can say, hey, woman of God, this is for me. Hey, Felicia, how's it going? You said, listen, the lies have to stop. When I say about the lies, I'm talking about who told you you didn't have a voice? Who told you that you weren't on assignment? Why do we feel that we need men or people's permission to do what God called you to do? I don't come on for popularity. I don't minister to be popular. What I am doing is I want to provoke you into purpose. I know my assignment in this season. I want to start with a scripture. Hello, hello. Say hello when you chime in, guys, so I know you're watching. Hey, Corey, how are you? Hey, Chantel, how are you? I'm coming to the DFW, woman of God. We're coming. Hey, Prophetess Ty. Prophetess Ty, she will also, I don't know if you had a chance, but if you follow me, today we launched the Columbus Dreamville Success Live event. And so, Prophetess Ty, high, powerful woman of God. I mean, she's going to preach the house down, minister the house down, give you tools and tips. And I cannot wait. She'll be one of the speakers when we're on our national tour. We're so excited. And we have some exciting things. So you definitely want to go to LaShondaGary.com or DBSconference.com so you can find out more. This weekend, I want to see you. Let's take a selfie when I see you at the My Message Matters. But when you think about the purpose, you think about the call of God on you, and you think about the assignment, you think about where God has brought you, there are certain things. And in my study time today, I was really, you know, just really diving in, and I thought, and God kind of brought me across when people lie to you. There is something that it's like a hidden, I know, right, sis? It's a hidden assignment that wants to get you off a track. Listen, there are some of you that have a voice. Some of you, you know your purpose. Some of you don't know your purpose. You don't even know why you're alive. Listen, I'm here to tell you, guys, I'm getting fired up. I'm here to tell you that there's more in you. There's more purpose in you. There's a divine preparation in you. There are some people that are waiting on you to manifest your purpose. There are people that are waiting on you to get your prayer life together. There are people waiting on you to prophesy. There are people waiting on you to minister. There are people waiting on you to create your business, to create that platform. There are people waiting on you to do that Facebook Live. There are people waiting on you to host your first workshop, your first conference, for you to go on the radio. Listen, there are people that are assigned to you. Anytime God wants to do something, he always, and this is what I've learned, you know, and by man's standards, you know, you'll never be ready, right? Like, even sometimes I had to get to the point of, I had to stop waiting. Listen, there are people that are waiting on you. They're sitting at a fork in the road, and they haven't heard you say it before. They haven't heard you write that book. They haven't heard you launch that idea. You haven't created that shirt or that blueprint, right? And so what happens is, you waiting on those, and you listening to the lies, right? And when you listen to lies, and when you listen to, I'm going to say it like this. When you don't listen to what God is telling you to do, what happens is, you're saying, God, I don't trust you. God, I don't believe you. God, I don't know. I don't believe you created me in your image and your likeness. God, I don't even trust you enough to walk in this purpose, to walk in this divine acceleration, to walk into this season that you predestined me to walk in. What I am saying is, I believe what the devil is saying. I believe that the enemy is corrected by my purpose. I'm saying that, God, I reject your purpose. I want to walk in fear. That's what you're saying when you don't listen to what God is telling you, when you don't do it. I'm here to tell you that they lied. That, and when I say they, the devil, the adversary, witches, warlocks, sorcerers, trolls, haters. And when I heard this revelation today, one of my dream team members, Prophetess Lakeisha, she sent something to me and it ministered to me. I think it was on Instagram, and it was talking about haters. And it was such a good revelation. I got to give a shout out. Perfectly, I'll catch the video again so I can share this with you guys. A hater is really a perception of who you are, right? So a lot of times we personify what the hater is. A hater is saying that you're really walking in rejection, right? Really, nobody really has time, right? Nobody has time to say, you know what, who do you think you are? Who really has time for that? And if they don't, and if they do have time to do that, then they need deliverance. And I would encourage you to really pray for them. Come on, Dr. Bridget, you know, you have to pray for those. Listen, Tasha, I'm talking to you. Those that despitefully misuse you and abuse your purpose and abuse your voice, abuse your gifts, your talents, the reason that you were born, the reason you're pointed to their ministry, the reason you're pointed to their, into their platform, maybe the reason you're going to that job and they don't really try to validate you. But it's dangerous when you seek validation from man. Do you hear me? That's a dangerous place to be. This is not the season to try to allow man to validate you. You have to mature enough, and that really shows your maturity level. You have to get to a point where you're mature enough where you're not seeking validation from man. I want to read a scripture to you. Can I read a scripture? Because y'all know I love me some Jesus. Hey, everybody. Say hello as you chime in. Proverbs 10:17. You know, I love Proverbs because it's the book of wisdom. If you're someone that's seeking counsel, that's looking for wisdom, that want your desiring knowledge, listen, you got to go to Proverbs, right? So in Proverbs 10:17, it reads, whoever heeds instruction in on the path of life, but he who rejects reproofs leads others astray. If you are a leader, if you are a you know, someone that is an executive. Maybe you're an entrepreneur. Maybe you're a CEO. Listen, talk to me, Leslie. Listen, you know, if you're someone that has been called to the forefront, you're someone that is a leader in this season, and you know that the call of God is on you. You are predestined. Maybe you're a leader in your family. Maybe you're a leader when it comes to your sisters and your brothers. You're a leader, a supervisor on the, and the, in, you know, in corporate America or the job place. You know, if you have your own business, you want to seek wisdom and you want to seek wise counsel and heed to the Holy Spirit. There are certain things that happen when you listen to God. Now, it is very dangerous when you seek the validation from man. I want to get back there. If you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. When you seek validation from man, that means that when man does not like what you're doing, then you back up, right? You operate in fear. When you seek validation from man, when you seek validation from, you know, maybe people around you, when you seek that type of validation, you're saying that, God, I don't trust you enough to carry me through this. God, I don't trust you in my desert. God, I don't trust you in this dry place. Listen, you want to be thirsty after God. You want to cry out to God. Listen, this is a place and this is a season, saints, sons and daughters, men and women of God, that you want to cry out for more glory. This is not the season to be on a pacifier. This is not the season, and I'll repeat that. If you agree, say amen. Say ouch, say something, say hallelujah, say girl, you're on fire. Say something, right? This is not the season to be on a pacifier. This is a season to mature in Christ. And when I talk about maturing in Christ, I'm talking about walking in holiness, walking and living righteous, living in the things of God, operating in excellence, operating when it comes to kingdom authority. Know who you're called to be in this season. Know who you've been assigned to in this season. This is that season. You definitely want to know who your adversary is. And for some of you, your adversary is you. Why? Because you're operating in the spirit. And the reason you believe that you're not worthy, you've listened to someone say you're not good enough, you're not smart enough. Listen, your education does not have anything to do with where God wants to tell you. I'm a living witness. I was educated and broke. Hey, Apostle, how are you? Apostle, grace and peace. Apostle Gregory, listen, I was educated and broke, walking to work, busted and disgusted, broken and abused by myself, right? Mentally. Listen, there it comes to a time, hey, listen, I'm like, look, Erica, I've been praying for you. I believe that God is putting, setting you apart, woman of God. I see, look, Erica Hughes, you woman of God, I believe that God is setting you apart for this season. I believe that God is raising you up. God is going to use you politically in a different dimension and realm. I believe that God is raising you up, woman of God. I'm going to inbox you in a little bit. But this is a season where you do not want to operate in bitterness, right? This is a season where God has raised you up, where God has elevated you. There is no difference when God raises you up, when God releases you, what he's also giving you, he's equipping you for the assignment. There are some of you that have an assignment, and because you believe the lie, because you believe what, you know, that what, maybe you were rejected. Listen, there's never a door that God will lead you to. Let me tell y'all something. When God leads you to a door, he'll also give you the supernatural keys to unlock the door. Right? Now, you got to be careful. You want to be, you know, straight up in the spirit. You want to seek God's hand in this, because it is also a thin line, because God can lead you to the door and he can say, sit at the door for a season. Don't walk through that door, daughter. Don't walk through that door, son. He could say, I want you to sit at the door and I want you to see how everybody else walked through that door. And then he could say, listen, that's not the door I want you to go in. You were supposed to sit at that door, sit at that mat, and you were supposed to learn what it looks like at the mat, because it's dangerous to desire someone else's assignment. God has he has predestined you for a set time, for a set season, for a set assignment, for a set, listen, there are sons and daughters that are out there waiting on you to create what you're supposed to create. But listen, as long as you operate in bitterness, you hate on others, listen, you operate in unforgiveness and resentment and revenge, and I'm reading my notes because y'all know I came loaded tonight. Listen, this is my notes, right? This is my personal devotion that I want to share.
But as long as you operate in unforgiveness, resentment, revenge, retaliation, that is the root of bitterness. According to Hebrews 12 and 15, you have to know those are hidden attacks. Those are hidden soul ties. Those are hidden seeds that the enemy will place in you. Next thing you know, you're going to start believing the lies. Oh, I'm not worthy. Oh, I'm not ready. Oh, I stutter. Listen, I don't have proper grammar. My website is not ready. I don't have a good following. Nobody, you think Jesus cared about his following? Truth be told, half the people that's on your Facebook don't like you anyway. They just nosy. Run tell that, right? So you have to get to a season where you're being okay with being hidden. You got to be okay with standing at the door. There were some seasons that God called me into where I could look, and so I would know how to treat the body of Christ, where I would know how to treat the saints when God gave me an assignment to people, where God says, listen, these are the people I'm going to help you raise up in this hour, in this season. So I would know that it was not in me, but it was in God. And I would know that I would not, you know, put myself before God. And I would tell them holy things. I will walk holy in front of them, and that even when I'm under attack, that they would see that my hands will still be dripping in a male's blood, that they would see that my heart is pure. This is a season where you cannot believe the lies of bitterness. You cannot believe the lies of unforgiveness. You cannot believe the lies of resentment. Oh yes, there are going to be people that will come for you, but the best clap back is praising God in advance. Do y'all hear me? That's not popular, but it's good for the soul. That'll deliver a whole generation. The best clap back you could ever give back is praising God in advance. Yes, I know you coming for my assignment. Yes, I know you don't like me. Yes, I know you think I'm not ready. Yes, I know you think that I'm not living holy. And you know what? The true test of success is when you know they don't like you, when they do not support you, when they dog you out and they try to defame you, and you yet got a praise, and you yet live holy, and you yet can speak of them. You can speak good of them and not evil. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. But what happens is when you fall into that lie and you fall into that bitterness, what happens is you become a poisonous root. And it's nothing worse than when you trying to live holy, when you are called to lead and you are a poisonous root. Oh my goodness. Y'all look, share this, because I know y'all know some people. I pray that y'all sharing this. Look, even your hater need a breakthrough tonight. Hallelujah. But there are some people that their only assignment is really to be a complainer around you. Hallelujah. Listen, they want to come around you and contaminate you so you believe the lies that they believe. So you walk just like they walk. But you better be holy. I'm telling you, this is a season to live holy, to keep your hands holy, to keep your mouth holy, to keep your mind holy. Listen, I'm an old school girl and I believe in the Holy Spirit. And where I'm from, we call it the Holy Ghost, right? Listen, it's nothing scary about it. It's real. And if you try God, listen, He'll take you down, listen, where you can go into the adversary's camp and you can still praise God in the midst of every trial, in the midst of the accusations, and you will not be bitter, but you will look, God, what he'll do, he'll solidify it with a bonus. Some of you, because you don't believe the lies, because you have not condemned those that condemn you, listen, you have not tried to counterattack them when they counterattacked you. Listen, I know I keep saying listen, but I'm listening to the Holy Spirit as he talks to me. There's something that happens when you believe the lies. You get yoked up in hard bondage. Do y'all hear me? You get yoked up in hard bondage. And the reason you keep repeating the cycle, and the reason you don't have a breakthrough, and the reason you cannot produce anything but confusion, the reason you cannot produce anything but failure, the only reason you cannot produce certain things in certain seasons is because you will not get healed. You will not trust God enough to say, God, even though I don't have the degree, even though I don't have the building, even though nobody knows my name, listen, even though they don't like my Facebook status, maybe they don't like the call of God that I'm walking in, what happens is God will raise you up in the midst of that unspoken season. I believe that this is a season where God is really, he's coming for everything that they said you would never be. Right? And when I say they, I'm talking about the adversary. I'm talking about the Leviathan. I'm talking about the sorceress, right? I'm talking about the adversary who wants to devour you. Listen, my professor told me, I'll never forget, one of my professors told me, listen, the enemy, he hates your guts. I never heard it like that. I've heard that he'll still kill and destroy, but he said, listen, he hates your guts. Woman of God, he don't want you to finish this. Woman of God, he doesn't want you to get your degree. Woman of God, he does not want you to get post-secondary education. What he wants is for you to fail. He wants you to believe that because you come from the country, because you've never seen anybody else go and get a doctorate, you're not qualified. There are some of you, you believe because you're from the projects that you cannot be prosperous. And when I say, I'm not talking about money. Money's just a resource. I'm talking about in the anointing, and the glory, and the assignment, right? That you don't back down in the assignment. I believe that the Lord God is going to open up your channels from heaven, right? Okay, so when I believe the lies, what else do I believe? I believe that the strife and the envy is going to take me out. I also believe that I'm opening myself up to sickness and disease. When you believe what the enemy says, you open yourself up to sickness and disease. Do I have anybody? Listen, let's walk the word of God. In Romans 3 and 14, you can go ahead and study it on your own, but in Romans 3 and 14, it talks about curses. When you don't trust God and you don't believe him at his word, listen, you're saying that God, I don't trust that I can do this. I don't trust that I'm worthy of it. And you're really saying that's like that's self-condemnation as well. That's saying that God, listen, I don't care. Can I be real? Now I got real. Now I'm about to run it on Facebook. Pray for me, saints. Listen, I don't want to be that girl that run on Facebook, but hey, you know, I'll go in. I had to get to a point where I only had $200 and I had to scrape that together to start my first business, right? I had to get delivered and know that it was okay to do. I had a dream and I still have dreams, but I had to start my own business when nobody knew my name, when nobody knew that I was versed in when it comes to tax law, right? When nobody even knew who the Garys were, right? I had to start that. I had to start believing what God already predestined me to do. Then when you believe the lies, I'm gonna tell y'all something. Are y'all ready for this? I don't know. Stay with me. Say amen if you're with me. You are blasphemy when it comes to the hand of God over your life. That's not popular, but it's good for the soul. My God, hallelujah. You're cursing the very name that God created you to be. Listen, God has an assignment that's over you. There's an assignment that you're connected to. When you don't believe it, you're saying, God, I'm cursing what you said I'm called to be. Listen, you're using profanity when it comes to the assignment, when it comes to your purpose. You're using profanity. You're believing that you're privileged. And truth be told, you're not privileged, right? Listen, anybody can do what you're probably called to do and maybe do it better, but you're the only one that can do it. I love when they say, listen, y'all know I got my shirt. I have a shirt, and if you want to cop that shirt, let me know. Listen, you cannot be kingdom and counterfeit. There are a lot of people that are out here that are counterfeit. They copying your anointing. Listen, they think they can copy the anointing. They copying how you minister. They copying how you write. They're doing a whole bunch of foolishness, but what they cannot copy is the anointing. That is the one thing they cannot. And listen, I was talking to one of my mentees, and she was going on, and I told her, look, woman of God, what are you worried about? They cannot copy your anointing. That is the one thing they cannot do. You can be a counterfeit all you want. You can say that you are called. You can say, listen, there are a lot of people, and the true prophets are standing up. And the true prophets, listen, we believe that what we say will listen, the blood is on our hands if it doesn't manifest. Look, I just say what God tells me to say, and I close the book and I move on, right? And the true God is raising true prophets, true apostles, true leaders in this hour. The creatives are coming out of the closet. Look, we always get mad at everybody else, and what happens is that's their truth. They believe that, right? But what about the body of Christ? Y'all, this is not popular for everyone. Hey, prophet, how are you, Prophet Jonathan? Grace and peace, man of God. Listen, I think that's Prophet Jonathan from New York. But what happens is we get to a point where we don't believe what God is saying, right? Listen, everybody else coming out the closet. What about the saints? When are you going to come out the closet with your praise? When are you going to come out the closet with your prophecies? Listen, you know you're called. You know that you're anointed. You know that God has called you. Listen, you have a multi-million dollar idea, but because you come from the wrong hood, because your website is not correct, because your picture is not, correct, because you don't have the perfect lighting, you believe that it's not time. Cut the middleman out. We are now in a season where you don't have to go to anyone but God. This is the season that we're in. Stop operating in fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. That's the old saying, right? You know that you have an assignment, and on that assignment, you have a due date. There's a due date attached to what you're supposed to do. There's a due date attached to your name. Put that in the comments. I have a due date. I have a due date. When is your due date going to manifest? If you want to break the soul tie, if you want to shatter those soul ties, if you want to shatter the enemy, if you want to shatter the glass ceiling, the only way you can do that is to complete the assignment. Complete the assignment. Listen, you have to get to a point where when the enemy tells you you're not worthy, you're not faithful, you're not good enough, you're not strong enough, you're not smart enough, you're not sharp enough, you're not versed. The first thing I learned as a young preacher and a minister was to be versed in the word of God. When my bishop told me, daughter, you need to be versed in the word of God, what did I do? Just like I used to get on, what's that on social media? Y'all know I'm from the like 90s in early 2000s. We used to get on this thing called Blackspace or something. MySpace, right? MySpace. I used to be versed in that. What I had to do is be versed in the word of God, right? When I was running track and field, that's it, MySpace. Thank you, Elder. When I was running track and field, I knew my competitor, right? You should know your enemy, right? And I wasn't worried about my competitor, but I knew what they would do. I knew when they got tired. In track and field, we had this thing when the monkey jump on your back, right? When the monkey jump on your back. See, I was across, I did cross training. So I understood that when the enemy came in and when that other component or opponent would come in and try to, like, I could hear them running. Because see, when the monkey was on their back and when they were tired, what happened? They started breathing heavy. Their feet were real heavy, right? But I understood where my race is. And you cannot judge where you are with somebody else's, next chapter. You don't know what it took to get them where they are. You don't know how long they've been running. See, for me, I did cross training. I used wisdom. I'm a swimmer. So I knew that I wasn't going to get tired. Listen, when everybody else was getting tired, I had another level I could kick it up to. And that's where you have to get. When it comes to, being broken, being, in a desperation season, when it comes to operating and breaking that false concept of you believing that lie and really saying, you know what? My children shall never want again. My family shall never want again. Listen, I'm blessed and I can't be cursed. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. Listen, I'm blessed. I'm going, blessed coming. Listen, I'm a blessing to others. I operate in excellence. You got to start speaking that into yourself. Listen, and what happens is when you don't believe what God is telling you, you're saying, God, I'm going to be blind to the purpose that you called me to. I'm going to be blind. You're walking and you're saying, I don't believe what you said. God, yes, you called me according to Jeremiah 29:11, but I'm a walk in this curse. I'm a walk in Ephesians, and I'm a walk in this curse. Right, let's get over here. When we talked about Ephesians 4:31, you want to read that as well, right? So what happens is I would run and others would get tired. They would start, just giving in. I guess they got them side cramps. And what did I do? Yes, I may be short. I took it to the next level. You have to have the endurance. You have to become a marathon runner when it comes in the anointing, right? There are certain things that happen. It doesn't matter what sport you're in. If you're in basketball, if you're in football, shout out to the football, right? Everybody, we all hyped up about football season, right? Doesn't matter what team you on, you just got to be on the holy team, right? Listen, it takes nothing away from me if my sister or brother is winning, right? That doesn't mean that I'm not worthy of it. I don't have to believe the lie that maybe I started late. That doesn't mean. You never know. God may download a supernatural anointing on you so you can accelerate. There are some of you, you have the favor of God on you, and I decree and declare the favor of God is all over you. You are anointed for this season. You've been set apart for this set time. The anointing of God is going to overtake you, overshadow you, and I believe that the hand of God is on you, and I will not take that back. What I want to tell you is that you have to believe that you're worthy of this next season. You have to believe that you can go forward. You got to believe that even though you may be tired, you may be weary, and you're well doing, there's a next another level in the anointing. Hallelujah. Y'all know when I get fired up, there's another level of the anointing. Look, you cannot be blind to what God has told you. Look, you know, I remember when I was a single lady, and I believed what babe would tell me, right? Like, you cannot tell me certain things, and I just believed it. For those of you, you have to get to a point where just like you believe the lies that babe told you, you gotta denounce that stuff. Right? Like, it maybe wasn't lies. Let me stop. You know, don't inbox me. Don't do that. I love y'all with the love of God. But what I want to tell you is you cannot believe what the enemy is saying. Hey, Latoria, shout out to Latoria, the best PR in America. Come on. Listen, you cannot believe what the enemy is saying. You have an assignment that's hanging over you. You have the grace of God that's overshadowing you and overtaking you. You have to know that you're worthy for this next level. You have to know that you're worthy for this next season. There are certain people in your family that are dependent on you to pray for them until they learn how to pray for themselves. You got to speak life to them. They don't think that they're ready. They may not think that they're worthy. The devil is a liar. If I were y'all, I would put that in the comments. Share that with somebody. Listen, the devil is a liar. I'm worthy of this excellence. I'm worthy of this next level. I'm worthy to get married. I'm worthy to live holy. I'm worthy to build that business. I'm worthy to preach the gospel. Look, there's nothing that I've ever faced. And what I've learned, I'm going to tell y'all, this is what I learned. How can you be prepared for success if you're not ready for persecution? That's going to help somebody. How can you ever ask God to be successful if you're not ready for persecution? Now, the persecution may come from those of you that's close to you. Maybe the persecution would come from those that you never thought it would come from, but you're worthy of it. The devil is a liar. You're worthy of that next level. You're worthy of the kabar. You're worthy of the Shekinah. You're worthy of the assignment. You're worthy of the finish line. You're worthy of that next dimension. You're worthy to change guard. You're worthy to fix your crown. And if I were you, I would just fix my own crown. Look, I don't need another person to lay hands on me, to prophesy to me. I prophesied to my own self. Look, woman of God, you worthy. Listen, woman of God, you got an assignment. Woman of God, you're gonna reach millions. You're gonna reach your destiny. Listen, you're powerful. You're glorious. Listen, you're a holy woman. You have to start speaking life to your own self. You are worthy. Don't be blind to what the enemy is saying. The enemy wants you to operate in bitterness. The enemy wants you to operate in curses. He wants you to operate in blockages. He wants you to operate in resentment. The devil is a liar. I will operate in excellence. I will operate in the things of God. I will operate in the excellence of God. Let me get to my next scripture. Y'all, because I done got fired up. I'm like, look, don't get on here. Look, that's what you have to do. Listen, pastor, look, a prophetess, Gerondia. Let me tell you, woman of God, let me tell you, I had to get to a point where I had to start prophesying to my own self. Listen, when the prophets, listen, don't want to talk to you, when they don't want to speak to you, when they, or, you know, now y'all know, people in their flesh, God bless them. If you're watching, God bless you. I love you. But what I want to tell you is that you got to get to your own place. I had to pray for my own self. You have to learn how to pray for your own self. You got to pull yourself up by the bootstraps, and you got to lay hands on your own self. When I was at MD Anderson, I was facing brain surgery, and I was facing spinal surgery, and I was going to have to be in rehab for a month and a half. I had to learn how to pray for myself. Yes, the intercessors was praying. Yes, the saints was praying. But I had to get to a point where my faith made me whole. And I had to say, God, though the enemy may slay me, I will yet praise you. Though it may be challenging, I will yet praise you. And yes, I had to wear flats and Nikes. Listen, your girl loves some Nikes, and your girl loves some flats. And, you know, for 2 years, right? And there are times where God will just take me through, just his bloodstained banner. But I will not lose my praise. I will not lose my worship. I will not lose my hallelujah. I will refuse to quit the assignment. The assignment, there are people waiting on me to go to the finish line. And once you get to the finish line, there are people waiting on you to go to that next level and say, I'm ready for that next season. I'm ready to walk through that door now. I'm ready to open up the windows of heaven. I'm ready to praise God in spite of. I'm ready to use my gifts, my skills, my talents, my knowledge, my education for the glory of God. There are people that are assigned to you that are waiting on you to do what you're supposed to do. Will you do it today? I want to know, will you do it today? Let me know in the comments. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? And I'm going to tell y'all how to deal with certain things and how to identify when you're not ready. How to identify when you have those soul ties, when you're bonded to slavery, right? And when I say slavery, I mean your mindset, when you're bonded to that witchcraft. I'm going to teach you how to identify what you're struggling with. So, you know, I'm one of them. I'm talking about deliverance, right? Right? So when you are easily offended, number two, when you always in altercations, it's always something going on. You always on 10. You got an attitude for no reason, right? God is dealing with attitudes in this season, okay? The next thing is when you have addictions. There are certain things that you just feel like you cannot get free from. Your feelings can be controlled. The Word of God teaches that you can exercise self-control, right? So the devil is a liar that you don't have no self-control. You're lying. Come on. Look, come on, Apostle. You know it's real, right? When you always are assaulting people's character, you always gossiping, you always damning other people. That's not of God, saints, right? For those of you that are taking notes, this is how you get free. This is how you identify when you are in bondage, when you are a slave to the devil. Shay, oh, thank you, God. Hey, God, when you are a slave to the enemy. When you also are going through confusion, you're confused, your mindset not stable, right? You got to be stable in the things of God. You got to be stable about where you're going. Look, somebody asked me, what are you doing? Where are you going? I don't know, but I trust God. I trust God. He'll tell me where I need to go next. All I do is wake up and I walk with him. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Thank you, Father. There, when you are always in contention. You're always in contention. That's another one that's going to deliver people. Hallelujah. You're walking in depression. That is an assignment from the pit of hell, right? That is an assignment, and that is bondage. That is a sign of slavery, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. When I was depressed, y'all, you're looking at someone that tried suicide, right? I was depressed, taking a medicine wasn't even working, right? The counselor wouldn't even, I would go sit with the counselor, talk, and I'd leave the same, right? I would go and pray, but it was God that had to deal with me. Now, I'm not condoning you getting off your medicine. I'm not up when it comes to that. You need to go see somebody, do what you need to do. But what I am telling you, that you need God to heal you as well, right? You need to seek wise counsel, okay? The next thing is diseases. If you have diseases, the Lord gives you long life, and with long life he shall satisfy you. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Hey God, I'm telling you, there's deliverance that's going to manifest. When you identify what you're dealing with, what the stronghold is, what the adversary is, you'll be able to get set free. Praise God. If y'all have family members that's dealing with this stuff, you need to share this. Inbox them. Put this in their message. They send you all kind of chain letters. Send them something that's going to deliver their soul. Hallelujah. Okay? Distortions. Distortions of what God has called you to be. You're distorted in your view. You're distorted when it comes to your assignment. You're distorted when it comes to who you're called to be. You don't know people don't know how to talk to you. They don't know if to speak to you or to walk right past you, right? You got a distorted view of where God has called you to be and live and reside. God called you to live holy. God called you to live righteous. God called you to live upright. Hallelujah. Okay. The next thing is deception. If you're a deceiver, if you are a deceiver, if you're a liar, right? A liar cannot tarry in the eyesight of God. Listen, that's not pleasing to God. That is not pleasing to God. That is not holy to God. God is looking for a holy nation. Listen, that will he's not saying you got to be perfect, but come on, saints, you know how to try. You know when you hear the voice of God. Don't let the devil tell you you don't hear the voice of God. You know. And if you can't hear the voice of God, this is a good time to live holy. Hallelujah. And to come back to him, to run to him. And if you seek him, you'll find him. If you are someone that is living in division right now, a house that's divided cannot stand. You cannot stand. If your foundation is not solid, that is a sign of bondage. That is a sign that you are a slave to the devil. That is a sign that you are yoked up in something that's not right. Hey, God. So how do I deal with those soul ties, right? Listen, if you want scripture references when it comes to soul ties, Numbers 33:55-2. That's a good scripture to start reading. You want to start reading there. You also can read 2 Samuel 13:1-22. That talks about soul ties. That's good teaching. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. This may not, listen, I know some of y'all like to get on these Facebook lives. Yes, I'm a prophetess. And yes, I'm very accurate. And yes, I'm a minister. But this good for your soul. Listen, you don't need nobody else telling you certain things, right? Oh, you're going to get a car. Yeah, you're going to get, no, you need to be delivered, right? You need to not believe the lies the enemy is telling you. Hallelujah. Can a girl get some likes for that, right? Can she get some amens for that? Hallelujah. This is good for your soul. The next thing is 1 Kings 11:1-13. This is how you get mass deliverance. This is how you get your children off of dope. This is how you get jail cells unlocked. This is how you praise God in advance. This is how you get your miracle. This is how you get delivered. This is how you can, listen, the man of God, if you say I'm supposed to be married, this is how the man of God finds you, right? When you get delivered, right? You don't want, listen, and I'm not saying you got to be perfect, but I am saying that holiness is right. Holiness is the way. It isn't, look, and I believe holiness is the only way. Somebody say, look, holiness is still good. Holiness is the way. Hallelujah. That's how you get delivered. Okay, let's talk about familiar spirits. You become familiar. When you start becoming familiar with people, you believe the lies that they tell, right? You know, the old people, look, y'all know how the old people, they have some good sayings, right? Now, some of that stuff wouldn't write, right? Some of that stuff, you'd be like, really? Real talk. The old people, they used to say that you could tell someone's character by who they hang around, right? Birds of a feather flock together. That's what they say, right? Birds of a feather flock together. Well, that's also called biblically a familiar spirit. Hallelujah. Hey, God, a familiar spirit. I want you to read. Hey, how are you? How are you? Miss Linda, how are you? Hey, Miss Kathleen, grace and peace. A familiar spirit is in Leviticus 19:31-6. Okay, you want to read Leviticus 19:31. You also want to read 20:6-27. That'll set your soul on fire. A soul tie. What does that mean? That means that whether it is something that you're connected to, you're familiar with. Listen, it was that friend that you talked to. Look, some of y'all need to silence your friends for a season. You need to put your friends on mute for a season because they're not right. You know they're not right. They're not living holy, right? You just got to give them to God. You need to put them on mute and stay off the phone. You're talking to them more than you talk to God. Houston, we got a problem, right? You're talking to your boo more than you talk to God. You got a problem, right? You're talking to Bay more than you talking to God. We got a problem. Hallelujah. If you on Facebook, more than you talking to God, Houston, we got a problem. Can a girl get an amen on that? Thank you so much for sharing that. Okay? This will set your house on fire. This will set your house free, right? This will get your children off of dope. This will get that loved one free. Listen, this will get that soul tie that you've been dealing with, right? You know, there's times where you say, oh, you're just like your daddy, or you're just like your mama, right? Or you ain't no good. That's a soul tie because you're starting to identify that person that you're speaking to in a certain way. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Hey, God, praise God, right? That's what you're doing. That's not right. And I'm telling you, when you use your words to flow and the gifts, and you use your words to make your voice known, to really make your purpose known, to really speak out loud what you've been predestined and called to do, what happens is you provoke something in the anointing. You provoke something when it comes to the atmosphere. That's when you walk in dominion. That's when you walk in power. That's when you walk in authority. That's when you walk on water. That's when you tread upon serpents. That's when what you say, God will honor it, because he knows that your heart is right. He knows that you're operating out of deliverance and not out of flesh, not out of self, not out of your ideas, right? There's a difference between an idea and a God idea. God wants to wake up your God idea, and he says that on this day, he wants your God idea to manifest on the earth. In earth. He wants your God idea to manifest in earth. I believe that God has called you for this season, that God has predestined you, that God has called you, and he's raised you up. Lindsay, God has raised you up, woman of God. Hallelujah. That's Lindsay Bivens, y'all. My message matters. This is so predestined. I know that something powerful is going to happen, right? There are some of you, you know you got the call of God. You know there's fire in your belly, as the old people used to say, right? Hallelujah, praise God. I know that God has predestined you. This is the time and this is a season to manifest your dreams. You got God dreams. You got God ideas. You have God dreams. It's time for it to manifest. It's time for it to happen. It's time for it to really happen. It's time for your whole family to get delivered. It's time for your whole family to get to have mass acceleration. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Are y'all ready? Are you ready? Who lied to you? Have you identified by watching this video and listening who lied to you? Who's lied to you? Who's lied to you and told you you're not ready? Who lied to you and told you you're not worthy? Who lied to you and told you your purpose wasn't, you're not ready for purpose? Who lied to you and told you you're not supposed to preach and teach and prophesy and speak life? Who told you that? Who lied to you and said you're not ready for that next dimension? Who lied to you and told you you have to rent the rest of your life? Who lied to you and told you you can't be the next millionaire in your family? Who lied to you and told you you cannot teach God's word and really impact and impart spiritual gifts into others? Who lied to you and told you that you can't get a PhD because you're from the projects? Who really told you that? They lied. Somebody said they lied. It's time we destroy the chains. You have to destroy the chains. Hallelujah. Hey, ooh, y'all, I feel the glory of God. I feel the presence of, ooh, I feel Shekinah. Who lied to you? You're worthy of it. You're worthy to be heard. You're worthy to pray. Listen, you're worthy to really walk in dominion, to walk in authority, to walk in that and the gifts and talents. You're worthy of it. Hallelujah. Have you identified it? We talked about soul ties. I talked about bitterness. I talked about unforgiveness. You got to forgive those people that lied on you. You have to forgive those people that you despitefully misused you. Listen, yes, they said you would die. Yes, the enemy told you you're going to, you know, your dreams are not going to manifest. Yes, he said you're going to die of cancer, but he lied. The Lord God says live again, produce again, manifest dreams, walk in prosperity, walk in anointing, walk in the Shekinah glory of God, walk in the kabar of God. El Shaddai says live today. El Shaddai says live again, walk in that gift. Whoo, y'all, I'm fired up. I'm fired up. I feel the presence of God. I know that this is your season, and I know that God has called you for this, and everything that you touch is going to prosper. Listen, on Friday, I want you to, if you're in the Richmond and Rosenberg area, if you can, Elder, can you put it in the comments? Elder Anthony Thomas, y'all, praise God. I feel the presence of God. Some of you watching this, I'm going to get you your comments, but I want you to put it in there, woman of God. Lindsay, I was going to say, Pastor Lindsay, can you go ahead and put it in there, woman of God, how they can register? But I feel the presence of God. I want to go ahead and pray with you. Can I pray with you? I believe that God is going to do something supernatural for you. I believe that you're living in a day and age where God is going to use you and he's going to supernaturally accelerate you. Come on, Felicia. God is supernaturally accelerating you. Look, the hand of God is all over you, woman of God. I even see you in another dimension, in another realm. I see God elevating you, woman of God. You better get ready because I see God take you to another dimension. Hallelujah. But they're having the backpack and back to school blast. And I'm so excited, y'all. I feel the presence of God. I got to go in. Y'all, look, if you got something going on, put it in the comments. You know, I'm excited, but I want to go ahead and pray for you guys. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for the anointing. I thank you for a supernatural dimension and a supernatural realm. God, have your way. God, thank you for mighty deliverance. Father God, your sons and daughters that have been lied to, those that have been lied to, the enemy that's spoken, you know, ill words and spoken against them and spoken against their destiny and that has spoken against the anointing of God in their lives and that told them that they were not worthy. Every soul tie has to go in the name of Jesus. Every soul tie has to go in the name of Jesus. And for Father God, those that said, Lord, I'm ready to walk in that next dimension. Lord, I'm ready to release those chains. I decree and declare that the chains are fallen. Even even now, Lord God, those that are walking in bitterness, the chains are falling. Those that are walking in unforgiveness, the chains are falling right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that even now, Yeshua, have your way in their lives. Those that are locked up mentally, Lord God, that you will heal their minds, even as you heal their bodies, Lord God. Those that, Father God, maybe they have a voice that needs to be heard, and there are certain people that have lied on them and said their voice is not worthy of holiness. Their voice cannot be heard. Maybe those of them that have been put on mute for a season, God, that their message would be heard and their message would reach the masses. Lord God, this is a season where you called your daughters and your sons to holiness, Father God. So we stand, Father God, and we say, God, have your way in our lives. Have your way in our families. Have your way in our businesses. Have your way in our ministries. Have your way, Father God, in the schools this year. Our sons and daughters as they go into schools, and their grandchildren as they go into schools. God, that you will manifest your holiness in their schools, that you will touch every teacher watching this video. Father God, every principal and supervisor watching this video, Lord God, that you will bless them 1,000 times the more. Father God, according to Deuteronomy 1:11, Lord God, that you will bless your sons and daughters. Father God, those of them that have been operating in lack and they believe that they're not worthy of walking into, you know, prosperity, into milk and honey, Father God, that you will heal their hearts. Father God, that you will heal them, Father God, and that you will show them how to use their stewardship with excellence. Father God, we thank you, Father God, that you're giving them wisdom according to Proverbs, that they heed, Father God, your word, Father God. And you said that in your word, if we want wise counsel, that we would seek you, Father God. And as we seek you, we'll find you, Lord God. And those enemies and adversaries that, Father God, tried to shun the body of Christ and shun your sons and daughters, that create us, Lord God, the voices of this generation, Lord God, that you will minister to them, that you will use them. Father God, that you're raising up generals even now, generals that are watching this video, those sons and daughters, Lord God, the men and women of God, Father, that are walking in singleness, and they think that they're, Father God, that they have been forgotten. They have not been forgotten. Father God, that you're raising them up, Father God, in perfection, Lord God. And Father God, those that, Father God, desire to be married, Father God, that you will perfect them in this season, Lord God, so that when their season comes, Lord God, that it will be perfect peace in that season. Lord God, now quicken their ears, Father God, that they'll hear your voice. Your sons and daughters that are watching this video, that they'll listen to your voice, Lord God. And we thank in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank in advance for miracles, signs, and wonders that will manifest, Lord God. Those, Father God, that have been sleepwalking, that did not know they needed a breakthrough, that did not know that they needed to be healed, that they will be set free and on fire today. That holiness is the only way. It is not just the way. It is the only way, Father God. So we lean to you. We plead the blood of Jesus over this video. Father God, now every assignment, Father God, that tries to counteract, Father God, what you have predestined this video to do, Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus. Father God, I plead the blood, and I put a blood barrier around this video, Father God, and let it manifest, Lord God, with miracles, testimonies, manifestations of power, Father God. Revelations will happen in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Father God, those that have touched and agreed with us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I bless God in advance. It is so. Say amen. Say amen. Say amen. Will you say amen with me, guys? Say amen. Hallelujah. We bless God. Hey, God. Guys, I love you and I'm praying for you. Thank you. I know this was a different masterclass, but if this video has blessed you, if the prayer has blessed you, if the prophecy, Father God, if the word of God has blessed you, it is so. Come on, somebody. It is so. Listen, you're going to be blessed. You can't be cursed. You are anointed for this season. God set you.